UK. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, a plane bound for Gatwick Airport has crashed shortly after takeoff in India. The Air India flight was carrying more than 240 passengers and crew, including 53 British nationals. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner aircraft came down in a residential area 5 minutes after departing from Ahmedabad Airport this morning. Classic FM's reporter Fraser Knight is following the story.
The pictures that are coming through from Western India, we can see huge plumes of black smoke, and we're currently verifying some, you know, of that footage as it comes through, and stretchers that have been taken by medics to some of the people there. We've had statements through from the Civil Aviation Minister from the Indian government, who has said we are on the highest alert.
Flight AI-171 was due to land at Gatwick at 6:25 this evening. Air India says it was a tragic accident and that its primary focus is on supporting those affected and their families. Julian Bray is an aviation analyst.
This is a state-of-the-art airline and a Dreamliner, Boeing's star product, you might say, and it does have several backup systems and safety systems. No doubt the investigation will determine what has happened.
In other news this morning, three teenagers have been charged with rioting following a third day of unrest in Ballymena. Police were again attacked with petrol bombs and fireworks. Last night also saw violence in other towns in Northern Ireland. Rachel Reeves has refused to rule out tax increases at the next budget after her spending review, but the Chancellor says it's wrong to say she's racked up a bill that will need to be paid for in future. And the UK economy contracted by 0.3% in April. The month saw businesses starting to pay higher taxes and uncertainty around Donald Trump's tariffs. The weather, very warm and humid. Heavy and thundery rain will spread across western parts of the UK, a high of 25 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon, and well done all. We have arrived at 11 o'clock. Let's start with Mozart and see where the hour leads us.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Well, wasn't that a treat to hear that? That's Saint-Saëns' Allegro Appassionato. Julian Lloyd Webber was our soloist there with the English Chamber Orchestra under Jan-Pascal Tourtellier. And before that, we heard the opening movement of Mozart's Symphony No. 40. Claudio Abbado was conducting the orchestra. Mozart. Well, good morning and welcome to Classic FM. It's very nearly 14 minutes past 11. I am Alexander Armstrong. Hi, Alexander. Liz near Aylesbury. Out of my window, says Liz, is a bizarre mixture of grey skies and the threat of rain, with some blue sky and beautiful white fluffy clouds. It's also windy, but warm. It is all things in Aylesbury this morning. Thank you very much indeed, Liz. Great to hear from you. Now, in a moment, we should be hearing another track from my Classic FM album of the week, which comes from the French guitarist Raphaël Feuillade. But first this. I should think the most famous of all Parry's music. Now, yesterday I mentioned how Alexander Mackenzie was hugely influential, having been the principal of the Royal Academy of Music at that great moment in British music, sort of the close of the 19th century in the first 20 years of the 20th. But Parry was no less influential, having taught at the Royal College of Music. And among those who studied under Parry were Vaughan Williams, Holst, Frank Bridge and John Ireland. Need I say more?
Thank you.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM. The opening movement of William Boyce's Symphony No. 1. That was Christopher Hogwood with the Academy of Ancient Music. And before that, we heard the Leeds Festival Chorus with the Orchestra of Opera North under Paul Daniel performing Paris, Jerusalem. Well, it is time for another track from my Classic FM album of the week from the young French guitarist Raphael Feuillard. The album is called Spanish Serenades and features recordings from some of Spain's greatest composers of guitar music. Now, Feuillard is fascinating. Following his acclaimed debut at New York's Carnegie Hall only in 2023, he's terribly young. He's performed all over the world. He's performed so far at Amsterdam's Concertgebouw, the Folle Journée in Nantes, and the Beethoven House in Bonn. But his passion for chamber music, and particularly for championing his instrument in the chamber repertoire, has led him to collaborate with some fabulous musicians of the very highest calibre. And on this album, they are of no lower caliber because he is with the Verbier Festival Orchestra. Let's hear Raphael in action now on Classic FM, actually with the opening of Granados' Escenas Románticas.
You're listening to Classic FM.
That was the Rose Adagio from Tchaikovsky's ballet Sleeping Beauty. Richard Bonning was conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra. And before that, we heard Raphael Fayat playing that opening movement of Granados' Escenas Románticas. You're listening to Classic FM. Thank you. Superb. Martin Frost, I imagine, having a great deal of fun playing that on the clarinet, accompanied by Roland Pontinen. Likewise, having terrific fun. Fun all round. That's an arrangement for clarinet and piano of Monty's Chardas. Well, in a moment, we should be hearing Grieg's In the Hall of the Mountain King. And I have music from the Spanish composer Jerónimo Jiménez coming very soon on Classic FM.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Polls, tax rises, the EU, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, making those early starts and busy mornings so much brighter.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
That lovely thing is the Saraband from Halvorsen's Suite Ancienne, played by the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra under Neyma Järvi. You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Stephen Huff playing Chopin's Waltz number 1 in A flat major. And just before that, we heard from Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite number 1 in the Hall of the Mountain King. And that was Zachary Oramo conducting the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. James from Mickleover has been in touch. Through my window, AA, I can see my overgrown back garden with its tall grass, left alone for No Mo May, and subsequently for wet June. Yes, very wise. And taller plum trees and apple trees, allowing the goldfinches and tits easy access to the feeders. I could watch them for hours. Glad to have you back. Hope the filming went well. James, how very kind of you. Yes, it did. It went very well. I can't wait to see the first assemblies. But yes, very good indeed. Shall we have this next? The Alamar Cheer from Sibelius's Corellia Suite. The Alamachia from Sibelius' Corellia Suite, and that was Neymar Yervi with the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra. And now to this wonderful Jerónimo Jiménez. He started earning his living as a violinist, but the Spanish composer and conductor, Jiménez, studied at the Paris Conservatoire and returned to Spain to become director of the Madrid Teatro Apollo, and then of the Teatro de la Zarzuela. He's chiefly remembered as a very prolific composer of zarzuelas, which are sort of Spanish operettas, drawing inspiration from folk material and showing a high degree of technical competence. This is the intermezzo from The Wedding of Luis Alonso. That is the intermezzo from Jiménez's La Boda de Luis Alonso. And that was Miguel Roa conducting the Madrid Community Orchestra. Taking us up to news and weather time in the next hour. Among other treats, we have Joyce Di Donato performing Handel's Lascia ch'io pianga and the finale of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 11, coming in a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from Home Instead, that's where he'll stay. wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including well man, well woman, well baby and well kid. From Boots, pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
Imagine if Marla was your matchmaker. With Classic FM Romance, that's kind of the case. It's Classic FM's popular dating site, so it's the perfect place to meet someone special. Who shares your values, interests, and love of music, even your hilarious classical music puns. Sign up for free and choose who you match with at classicfmromance.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, a plane heading for Gatwick Airport from Western India has crashed shortly after takeoff. The Air India flight was carrying more than 240 passengers and crew, including 53 British nationals. It came down in a residential area in the western city of Ahmedabad. Classic FM's reporter Neha Punia is following developments from Delhi.
A lot of shock over the images that are being shared. You can see these thick black plumes of smoke rising very close from the airport. And, you know, this is a densely populated city. It's a hub for travel as well in Western India. A lot of international flights in the last few years have started taking off from here.
It's the first such crash involving a Boeing 787 Dreamliner. Aviation analyst Alex Makera says it's a state-of-the-art aircraft with an impeccable safety record.
There are over